I'm Mark Bayshore. We've all whiled away a few idle minutes online, lost in fascination over aerial imagery. It's fascinating being able to zoom in on your own house and then drag your mouse to the other side of the world. There are many practical applications for digital aerial photos, of course. Here in Michigan, state officials have recently wrapped up an annual mission to photograph 12,000 square miles of the state. There are many reasons for this project, and current state's Kevin Lavery is here to tell us more. Which agency is it that's behind this, Kevin?
Mark, it may seem unlikely to you at first, but after all, technology is part of the Michigan Department of Technology Management and Budget. There's a program called MySail that stands for the Michigan Statewide Authoritative Imagery and LIDAR Program. We'll explain LIDAR in a few minutes. I spoke with Everett Root about this. He's an outreach specialist with DTMB, and I asked him what kind of resources it takes every year to take so many photos of our state from the air.
It varies from year to year. It depends on the area, the amount that we're going to collect. We usually work by county. We collect anywhere from 15 to 20 counties per year, about 12,000 square miles. We have a contract with Sanborn Map Company, and they're responsible for bringing the planes and the crews to Michigan to get the work done in a timely way. The photography has to be collected in the spring when there's no leaves on the trees, no ice on the lakes, no snow on the ground. It's got to be a clear, sunny day, and no clouds, no moisture on the ground, no wet pavement and so on. And they'll have anywhere from, you know, depending on the weather, on a good day, they may have three or four airplanes here flying at varying altitudes, depending on what type of image they're actually collecting, because there are different products that can be purchased through the contract. So, yeah, there's a crew of two on each plane. The sensors they use cost up to $1 million. These are twin-engine planes flying at 200 to 300 miles per hour. And they'll be up basically from 9 to 5 on a good clear day.
You've got some very tight parameters there about the atmospheric conditions, the time of year, whether it's cloudy, moisture. You've got a very short window in which to do this every year.
Yes. In Michigan, the industry has told us there's about 10 good days to fly any spot in the state in a year. So when we're flying in the Lower Peninsula like we did this year, we are done. We've got all the work done. We started about March 28. We got done on April 27. If we were spread more to the north, you know, like, for example, in the Upper Peninsula, they could still be collecting if they had to, if that was one of our areas to fly. But you're exactly right that the parameters are very tight, and that's why if we still have a lot to do and conditions are getting, like leaves are the problem. The leaves have been coming out, as you know, right now, and it would be too late, for example, if we weren't done to do this area. So they bring a lot of planes, and they get a lot done in a day.
We're talking with Everett Root, who is an outreach specialist for the Michigan Department of Technology Management and Budget. We're talking about the MySail Aerial Mapping Program. Now, this is its third year of operation, Everett. What have you learned in the past 2 years that have built up our knowledge base about the topographical features of our state?
Well, my role is getting the imagery done and getting it delivered in an acceptable way, meeting all the specifications, and then it goes into a system that allows state agencies and state employees to use for their daily jobs. And then those local units of government get their copy and they use it as well. So they're using it to map, you know, what has changed over the years as far as new subdivisions, new roads, things like that. The uses are very wide and widespread depending on the various tasks that the state employees have in front of them. What I've learned about collecting imagery is it's just how important it is for communication and having a good vendor and a good project manager and having the planes and the crews here on time and having all the technology work as it's supposed to.
Have we seen any fairly substantive or dramatic changes in the land formations? Certainly we have cyclical things that happen in our state, forest fires and that kind of idea. I mean, any real changes that you notice on these maps from year to year that speak to how we have to plan things in our state because of the way things look on the ground?
Yeah, probably development is the biggest one, especially a lot of communities fly every 5 years. So this year we flew a large area of southeast Michigan and central Michigan. So we got Lansing and Ann Arbor and Detroit and all those communities in that area. And most of those communities haven't been done since 2010. So they're going to see a great deal of change through development, road construction, road destruction. You know, some of the activities going on in Detroit will show up in 2015 that, you know, so they can look at the change between 10. This change from 10. So that's probably the biggest thing. Natural features-wise, you know, when we get in northern Michigan, again, it's probably about every 5 years. So the Department of Natural Resources can look at things on state land and state forests and maybe changes around some of the inland lakes. And then the coastal people, they use the staff that are responsible for coastal zone management. They like to look at changes along the dunes and what maybe people have done along the Great Lakes shoreline from a man-made structure perspective.
Tell me how the LIDAR system works. That's the light detection and ranging. I read a little bit about this. This sounds like something even James Bond would be envious of.
Yeah, well, that's technology that's been around for quite a while, but it continues to advance. The sensor that we have working in the state today collects about twice as much data in the same amount of time as the older sensors. It's up in the UP today as we speak, collecting around the pictured rocks, for example. And so that's collecting. It shoots out, I believe it's about 700,000 or 800,000 pulses per second, and those are then returned to the sensor, and the measurement is captured as to how long it took to come back. So if it hit the top of a tree, we'll know it hit the top of a tree. If it hit the ground, or if it hit a car, or if it hit a roof on a structure, you know, that all is collected, and once it's processed and delivered, we can pull those features out of what we call a 3D point cloud. So it captures an XY location, and it captures a Z value, which is the elevation, so how far off the ground. And then you just compare that to all the points that did hit the ground, and you can do just a lot of work with all that data.
Boy, I wish I paid more attention in ninth grade algebra.
There's a lot of math involved.
I'm sure there is. And the beam of light that's emitted from this sensor, something like 500,000 pulses of light per second.
Yes. Yep, that's exactly right. And that increases with the technology. Again, the sensor that's in use in the state today is built by a company called Leica, and it's the first one purchased in North America by this company, and it's in use. It's in use here. It's the only one, I believe, that they've sold in North America this year. And that's the one that is, I mean, the previous sensors put out a lot as well, but this is a percentage increase. And it just improves efficiency. They can fly a little faster, a little higher, fewer flight lines, and we're getting more data in a shorter time span.
We're talking with Everett Root, who is an outreach specialist for the Michigan Department of Technology, Management, and Budget. We're talking about the MySail aerial mapping program. Everett, for so many years, we've been used to going online and using tools like Google Maps, to name one, and other aerial surveillance images. They're pretty commonplace on the web now. Now we're seeing increasing controversy about the expanded use of drones. And I'm wondering if this application, MySail, has raised any privacy concerns. How do you do a very vital job without the perception that perhaps the state of Michigan is spying on its own citizens with this eye in the sky?
Well, you're exactly right. We get the occasional inquiry as to what's the purpose of this, but it's something that's been going on for years. I mean, there's an imagery archive available for the state of Michigan that goes back to 1937, and it's just a natural thing that's it's evolved into something that, again, for example, state employees use on their daily work. So they're just using it to do a better job of things that they need to do anyway, finding out where forests are, water features, local units of government look at it for structures and so on. It's used in an efficient manner, allows people to do their job a little bit better. And usually once you explain all that and people are getting used to seeing it, we haven't really had any controversy over our project.
In the future, I understand you'd like to use something called oblique imagery, which produces pictures at a 45-degree angle. What's the advantage of that?
That allows for a user to bring in, imagine looking at you'll see it a little bit today when you zoom into a Bing or a Google and they have what they call their oblique or bird's eye. And you can see buildings from all four sides, for example. But because of the technology that's used in the collecting of the image, you can use software tools on your desktop to take measurements. You can use that photo to measure the height of a building, the area of a roof, the height of a tree, and capture things from the image that ordinarily a worker may have to go out in the field and do that and take a lot more time.
So it gives you more of a perspective of depth and three dimensions in a way that simply looking at an aerial shot of a building from a vertical 90-degree angle, something you can't tell from that then.
Exactly. The camera system that does it literally has five cameras on it. So as it flies, it's taking one straight down view, and then it's capturing four oblique views. And then when they bring that back into their processing and put it all together, you can click on a point on a map, and it'll show you all five views of that point, be it a house or a lake or whatever it is, or an intersection in a road. And it just allows you to then use your software tool to sort of circle that object and map it or measure it or review it in whatever way you need to.
It sounds like you've seen quite a few of these photos in the last couple, 3 years as they're getting processed. What's been the most interesting thing you've seen in these pictures? Has there been any feature, anything you've seen in these shots that makes you say, huh?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of natural features in the Upper Peninsula that you really get a nice perspective of from the air. Some of the larger mines, for example, or say at Tequamanon Falls, is very interesting. One of the things that we did capture this year is we got over Comerica Park twice, actually, during day baseball games. So we're very curious to see how those are going to turn out. Because some of this data today, it could be poster quality, you know, if you bring it into an image software and do some work on colors and so on, get it running through a nice printer. Because we've done Southeast Michigan, we've gotten over Spartan Stadium and U of M Stadium, Wayne State, Eastern. Those quite often are some of the most interesting features to see from the air.
So over Comerica Park, can you tell which hand signals the catcher is relaying to Justin Verlander? Any trade secrets you can divulge?
You couldn't see that, but at the moment the photo was taken, Tigers were in the field and there was a left-handed batter up because we could see that shift was on.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible. Everett Root is an outreach specialist with the Michigan Department of Technology, Management, and Budget. We're talking about the MySail Aerial Mapping Program. That stands for the Michigan Statewide Authoritative Imagery and LIDAR Program, which is now in its third year. Everett, fascinating topic. Thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.